Right now it's time to meet the weatherman. Anthony J should be in the weather center, right, Anthony?
Hey, Marshall. Good morning.
How are you?
It's great to be back. How's your weekend?
Well, weekend went good. Nice. We had decent weather right through the weekend. And now we're into a brand new weekend. And you're here for 2 weeks now, not only covering for Pat on the radio, but you're also covering for Pat with the Yankees and the Mets and the Ducks and all those other things.
Yeah, it's the height of the, you know, basically we've got about five baseball forecasts we do here. And it was a great one this weekend for baseball around. The Mets had a great series and so on. But the weather's cooperating. So I think today's going to be perfect. Whatever you have to do for today. Tomorrow we have a cold front that I'm watching coming on the weather map here. So I think we're going to have some showers tomorrow and maybe some thunder. So if you're looking for some rain, Marshall, tomorrow's the day.
Well, I'm not looking for rain, but now explain to me why the National Weather Service all around us, okay, all around us has issued the following statement, hazardous weather outlook, okay? It's not for us, but it's for all around us. And I mean east, west, south, and north of us. Heavy rain with embedded thunderstorms possible on Tuesday. The greatest threat will be potential for localized flooding against southern New England, including Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. Now, on their maps, they have everybody highlighted but us. I always laugh when I see that because what's a state line? A state line doesn't mean anything. But I think it's the National Weather Service in Albany. I think it's their zone. They just don't want to issue and say that there might be heavy thunderstorms tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Albany is the zone to the north that covers parts of our area. I think the risk for severe weather, I'm going to keep an eye on that. It's going to be worse to the south, down to Pennsylvania and maybe the southernmost New York. We'll be just on the northern edge of it, but we will see some rain and some locally heavy downpours on Tuesday. But the air is not going to be, I don't think, juicy and humid enough to really give us a lot of severe weather, though, as we're not seeing any heat waves or, you know, temperatures are pretty easy to take for this time of year. And that's going to remain the case. Even though it's going to be more humid tomorrow, we might not even get to 80 degrees. And I think we're going to keep the temperatures in check for the rest of the week. And just for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, sunny with some afternoon showers popping up. You know, easy peasy stuff.
Easy peasy, you say?
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, nothing we can't handle. It's going to be real nice.
Well, that's nice to know, I guess. But I still look at it and I say to myself, so we just got to deal with one bad day and that's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's basically it through the rest of the week. And the temperatures are staying in check. You know, we only had, I think, one really bad heat wave here this summer. So it's been good so far. Let's keep it that way. You know, other parts have had it rougher, but we're going to keep that nice weather pattern. And looking ahead to the weekend, just a quick sneak peek. I don't think it looks too bad either. In fact, Friday looks great for the most part. And then, again, if you have plans to Marshall this weekend, right now Saturday looks sunny and dry. Sunday, maybe watch out for a couple storms. I don't know what's going on for you this weekend.
So then basically it's basically Tuesday and Sunday we have to look out for.
Tuesday for sure. We'll keep an eye on Sunday. And I should mention maybe throwing a shower on Friday as well. But the jet stream is way north. So all the, you know, except for this weather system tomorrow, most of the action is going to be away from us.
Well, that's
the weather action, that is.
We deserve some tranquil weather and we'll get it after tomorrow. That's good. That's nice to know. And hopefully the weekend will hold up because, like we said, this past weekend was outstanding. Friday night I did a broadcast from outside the Sharon Playhouse, and it was absolutely gorgeous. Temperature was about 58 degrees. And, boy, does the sunset, you can tell the difference now. Earlier in the season when I was doing these opening nights at the Playhouse, the sun was just beaming and straight in on me. Now, by the time we start the broadcast, the sun is already low enough in the sky. It really is amazing what a difference 30 days makes.
Yeah, you start to notice it. Yeah, now
Yeah.
as we're into August,
Yeah, big
you know,
time. And when I get up in the morning, now when I drive in, it's pitch black. It's pitch black. There was a, you know, if finally I have to have the lights on now. It's like driving at night, where for a while there, you know, you're driving in weather that looks like it's, you know, late afternoon. But nope. Time marches on.
it sure does.
And we're heading towards fall and winter.
Yeah, I love what fall, not what comes after, but the best, my favorite time of year is the fall. It's absolutely wonderful.
Well, I could live with summer all year long, but I'm one of those few people that can live with summer all year long. I just hate cold weather and snow. Plain and simple. I hate it.
Yeah, but I think we're sitting pretty here. So, sports and weather, two of my favorite things.
And you'll be full of it over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely no life in the next 2 weeks. It's going to be all hunkered down.
Right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Marshall.
All right. Take care.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Once again, in for Pat Pagano, who's on vacation, Anthony J. You can find the weather on demand. RobinhoodRadio.com. Click on demand. Click on weather with Pat Pagano.